Welcome to the Path Podcast, where we will travel the lives of some bold women, from dreams to detours to destiny. She did not choose this path. This path chose her. This is the Path Podcast. Welcome back, Path listeners, to episode 35 of the Path Podcast with your sister, your motivator, your confidence builder, the one who believes that purpose is bigger than obstacles. I'm popping in today doing this solo motivational episode. We're going to talk about the Path's survival guide to embracing the detours in life. Who like me hate detours? Mainly because I need directions everywhere I go, but it is one of the most frustrating things in the world to me because I have no sense of direction. When driving, I require all the assistance anyone would need to get from point A to point B. And yes, if I frequent that area, I need to use that assistance at least 2 to 3 times. Don't judge me. It's my truth. You've been there before. Don't leave me out there by myself. You have a destination in mind, plan how to get there, and suddenly the highway is shut down due to an accident, construction, whatever the case may be. But now you have to choose a different route. You must find a new way. But what do you do? Do you just sit there and stare at everyone and just stay stuck? No, we find a new way. Or in my case, GPS system, thankfully it reroutes. That's what we have to do with life and go a different direction. All the bold women that I bring on this podcast biweekly had to do the same thing in their lives. I had to do the same thing in my life. After going through a divorce, after being laid off 3 times in 4 years, from losing my mother at a young age, we have to keep moving. We have to embrace the detours. Not that I would have chosen any of those things to happen, but they happen. Out of some of those detours came purpose, lessons learned, and blessings. Today, let me share some of the lessons I've learned on how to embrace these detours. Now, I didn't know sometimes in my earlier years that that's what I was doing. But now that I'm more intentional about growing and learning, I see where some of those same tools I've used in my past to help me along the way when I had to deal with the detours in life. Let me tell you this quote I read from Inky Johnson, who you have to read a story. He's a motivational speaker now. He was a great football player at the collegiate level and looking to get into the NFL. Like he said, he was, you know, he was on that path to being what he thought was this great NFL player or a prospect to be a great NFL player, but was injured in his collegiate years, which paralyzed his right arm. And when he realized that he would never play football again, what he did, how he embraced all of it, how he changed it to become one of the sought-after motivational speakers today. Inky Johnson wrote, "The one thing we all have in common is that we will encounter adversity, but we have to decide how we respond to it. My arm," he said, "and my hand are paralyzed, but my heart isn't. My mind isn't. My dedication isn't. My work ethic isn't. And my commitment isn't." Wow, that's powerful. And one thing we have to say, he said he was born right here in Atlanta, 13 people in a 2-bedroom starting out. He'll say the first to say that they didn't have it all. So I don't want us ever to sit here and think these people are any different than we are. The only difference is what we do when the unimaginable happens, when detours come. As you already know, I'm a lover of stories and seeing how everyone turned those obstacles into purpose and doing great work because of it. Again, I've had some women who have gone through some major obstacles in their lives, some that I couldn't even imagine. I don't want to imagine. And when I hear their stories, I'm asking the question, what more can I do to help bring those stories to the world so other women will know that they are not alone. And if she can do it, so can I. Share with me her survival guide so I can go out there with some of the tools needed to embrace this new life and find the blessing within it. The very nature of life is change. Think of the seasons. Time is constantly moving forward. I get it. Most of us say, I didn't ask for anything to change. I don't want to embrace it. I like things the way they are, and I don't want to change it. But when life happens, because we're not in control of everything that happens in our life, what do you do? We cannot sit and pretend it's not happening. To embrace change, you have to accept that something is, has, or will change. Whether you perceive it or not, everything is constantly changing. The environment, again, like we said earlier, the weather, the economy, technology, society, culture, your friends, family, and even yourself. We're all changing. We just need to embrace what is happening in the world around us and even in our own lives. If I go back to the example where I said I hate detours, which I really still do hate detours, what can I learn from detours if it's a simple thing as just having to reroute the direction where I'm going from point A to point B? I learn a new direction. Now, I'm giving a simple, easy analogy of dealing with major things in life, but I just wanted to drive home the point. As we move into some of the survival guides to embracing the detours of life, I'll get into some heavier, more painful circumstances to show how we still have to learn to embrace what is happening in our lives, no matter how painful. And I say that with so much love and so much understanding, and some I don't understand because of what other people go through that I've not gone through. So I say that with just the utmost respect to everyone out there. But there are things that we should still try to do so we can be healthier for ourselves and our families, so we can go ahead and still live a wonderful life. The first survival guide tip that I'll share with you is you have to accept that unexpected and some painful events happen. I think when we say accept, I don't want you to sit there and think I'm saying give consent to it or that you wanted it to happen. No, by no means I'm saying that. What I am saying is it happened. Some things can't be changed, like a bad car accident, or even what happened to Inky Johnson that I spoke about earlier, who lost his arm while playing football. It was a routine play that they've practiced, they've played. He's done it millions of times. The game was almost over. And he said when he got hit, he said a shark went through his body. He blacked out and he came back too. And when his other teammates came and said, "Get up, Ink," he's like, he said he could not move. It was different this time. His life changed in that instant. He didn't realize that it was that critical at the time, but it was so critical. When he got to the hospital, they still thought everything was normal until the doctors looked at his x-rays and realized he was having internal bleeding, and they had to get him into emergency surgery immediately. At that moment, his life changed. Although he still didn't think he would still never play football again, his life changed. He knew it was critical at that moment, but it still wasn't the most impactful thing. He thought, yes, let me go get in surgery, come back out, do therapy, and get back on the football field. But at some point down the road, he had to make a decision. After therapy and after different conversations, I'm sure, with his doctors, he realized he would never walk back on a football field again and play and going to the NFL like he planned. He had a detour. He had to embrace the change and look at what he's doing today because of it. Now, one thing we'll tell you, as you accept what is happening, you have to feel that emotion. I'm sure he can tell it better than I. You get angry. You can get upset. All of our emotions can be different. We all handle situations differently. And don't let anyone tell you how you're supposed to feel. Feel that emotion. and then release it. If you have to get help, I am such a big proponent now, go to therapy. Help, let someone help you get through that. And I know sometimes it's not that easy. And if it's not, talk it out. Try to get some of those emotions out where it does not make the body react to how you're truly feeling. And please don't allow your mind to make you think you are the only one dealing with whatever your situation is. Because I don't know why. Unfortunately, divorce is such a high, at a high rate here in the United States and across the world. But once you're, if you're going through it, you will feel like you are the only one. But I am so here to tell you, you're not. And do not sit in that pain by yourself, or whatever that pain is. Survival guide number 2 to embracing the detours of life. Find the blessing within it. You will say, what kind of blessing can come out of losing a mother, for example, which is part my story. At 12 years old, I would have never said there was a blessing in that, trust me. Nor can I explain how I may have handled my mother's death as well as I did compared to maybe some other 12-year-old. But thankfully I did. I can attribute a lot of it to a close-knit family that I had in my life, my dad, my siblings, my aunts, that taught me how to be that godmother to my godson who was 12 also when he lost his mother, who was my best friend. It taught me so much. That was my blessing that came out of it. I didn't understand it at 12, 13, 14, 15. And I started understanding the blessing in my 20s, I think more, because I appreciated the people that was around me. And I realized that we were just so blessed to have so much love. So that still didn't take away the pain I felt and would have wanted to lose my mom at so young. But I had to find a blessing. And I've learned in my life now today because of situations like that, to find blessings in painful circumstances. I know the countless bold women that's been on the Path podcast, and women in the world and men, of course, they have found great organizations because of painful events, from breast cancer to domestic abuse and the loss of a child. Some from businesses not getting the jobs that they wanted. Some starting it because their careers took a detour. There are so many examples I can give, but I'll just keep moving and give you survival guide tip number 3 to embracing the detours. Is we develop new qualities or courage or persistence that we find out about ourselves once we have to deal with these detours in life. Think about it again. If we're in our comfort zone, just going through our normal routine, we feel like sometimes some of us, there's nothing to change. But sometimes life does that, and sometimes it does it to put us on the right direction. And when that happens, we discover another version of ourselves if we're intentional about what it came to teach us. And once you learn what it came and what it taught you, I think it's your responsibility to put it out to the world to help someone else when you are ready. And it's not that everybody wants to be out there sharing their stories, but if you have a close inner circle, just share it with them. You don't know who may need to hear it. Share your lessons learned in some of the things you've gone through in your life. I'm not saying start a podcast like I did, write a book like a lot of my other guests have based off of the things they've gone through, start programs, coaching, all of that. But a lot of us did that because it was our release and to offer to the world some of the things that we've gone through. A lot of the women I talk to are not doing this to make just a dollar. They are doing this because they were called to do what they're doing today. I am so inspired by a lot of their stories and know that they're out there doing the work because of the purpose placed on them, and they want to help someone else. I don't always have to go to the Oprahs and the Inky Johnsons. My last guest is inspiring. It shows her persistence that after breast cancer, she still started an organization called Tickled Past Pink, offering resources to men and women who are breast cancer survivors. She also started GG's 20%. She said the GG stands for God's Got 20 because the doctors gave her only 80% when diagnosed with breast cancer. How inspiring is that? She had the persistence to still go out and do business. She does clean comedy. Check her out. You don't want to miss all she has going on. Trust and believe, I bring the boldest women here on the Path Podcast that can inspire you because of the stories that they've shared to help someone else. We had to be persistent to do the things that we're doing today, to come through the things that we've come through, to go through in the future, if there's anything, the things that we have to go through. My last and final tip for today, for the survival guide, for embracing detours, is stop looking at everyone else as if they're different from you. Yes, we all are different, but don't look at it as if we've received some special sauce to help us get through these obstacles that we've gone through in our lives. What I want you to get is look at us as someone just like you who had to deal with this obstacle, but no different than you are. The only difference is we have to take action. We had to keep moving. We had to get up. When you were turned down for the job, when you were let go from a job, when the banks told you no for the business loan, you thought it was the best plan ever. That doesn't mean it wasn't. It just means you have to go back, go to the next bank, go through your plan, tweak it some, and go again. We all have that burning desire in us that we can't stand to see someone not make it or see someone hurting or to know that that business deal is in you. If it's a burning desire, you can't sit. You're never going to be happy until you get up and do something about it. Make today that day. Do not sit another second because the world is waiting on it. Your life is waiting on it because you will come alive when you are doing what you were called to do. I recently read something that said, sometimes the most scenic roads in life are the detours we didn't mean to take. I just believe there is some truth to that. In closing, though, I wanted to share that detours are a part of life. It's what you do when you're put in that situation. Will you just sit there? Will you turn around and go back to where you started? Or will you yield to the new possibilities that can come from it? Today is your day to make a decision. You have to decide to go in a different direction. Try something new. I'll end the show with this quote I read by James Arthur Ray. It said, often what may appear as a detour in life is actually the most direct and empowering path to your destination. Today, I hope you find your destination. I hope you find your path because there's a world waiting on what you have to offer. Yes, you have something to offer the world. Until next time, Path listeners. Thank you everyone for hanging with us. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and other platforms so you can stay up on our bi-weekly real conversations with these bold women. You can follow The Path Podcast on Facebook at The Path Podcast and on Instagram and Twitter at @The_Path_podcast. And if you would like to be a guest on the show or have questions for a future show, you can email us at thepath4ward@gmail.com. That's thepathforward@gmail.com. And if you're looking for a speaker or you're in need of a life coach, please reach out to me again at thepathforward@gmail.com or at ACKORLEH@gmail.com. Thank you. Until next time.